We Jews celebrate a lot of Jewish holidays. Pesach, Passover, is a Jewish holiday. Why? Because this is the day when Jews were liberated from their slavery in Egypt. Sukkot is a Jewish holiday because this is the day we are commemorating how Jews were saved for 40 years while they were traveling through the desert. Purim is a Jewish holiday because we are celebrating how Jews were saved from annihilation when they were in Persian exile. Hanukkah is a Jewish holiday because we are celebrating how Jews were able to rekindle the menorah in the temple. Sounds great. And here's a question. Is Rosh Hashanah, the head of the Jewish year, what they call the Jewish New Year, is it a Jewish holiday? And the answer is no, it's not a Jewish holiday. Why? Rosh Hashanah has nothing to do with the Jews. Rosh Hashanah is commemorating the creation of the world. This is way before Jews came about. The first Jew, Abraham, appeared in the world only 2,000 years later. This is way before any mention of anything Jewish in the world's history. We are commemorating the creation of the world, not anything Jewish. Rosh Hashanah happened way before Jewish history has begun. So Rosh Hashanah is not a Jewish holiday. We are celebrating Rosh Hashanah not because we are Jewish. We are celebrating Rosh Hashanah because we are human. It's a human holiday. Mankind was created back then. Adam HaRishon, the first man, was created back then. So we are celebrating Rosh Hashanah because we are human, not because we are Jewish. So now comes a question. One second. If that's the case, why is it that the whole world is not celebrating Rosh Hashanah as well? And that's a very good question, because they should, just like we are. And interestingly enough, even if you'll try to say, well, they just don't know about it, that's why they're not celebrating it, incorrect. Both Christians and Muslims believe in the five books of Moses, and they believe that the world was created on Rosh Hashanah. So why aren't they celebrating it? A good question. Next time you'll see one of them, please ask. I don't want to answer questions for other people. But really, the whole world should be celebrating Rosh Hashanah. And I've got news for you. Not only all humans, the entire planet, all the animals and plants and the whole world should be celebrating this day. Why don't they? It's a good question. They should. Now comes a very important lesson about Rosh Hashanah. We Jews are celebrating Rosh Hashanah not because we are Jewish and not even because we are human. We are celebrating Rosh Hashanah because we feel responsible for the whole world. This is when the whole world was created, and this is when the whole world obtained its purpose. This is when the whole world got its marching orders. And we Jews feel responsible for the entire world, and this is why we are celebrating Rosh Hashanah. We are placed here, and we feel that we are placed here because we are meant to make this whole world better. So, on the day when the whole world was created, on the day when this project was started, this is when we are celebrating Rosh Hashanah. So, in other words, imagine there is a company, Apple, Macintosh, right? So, people who are on the board of Apple, they probably are getting together every single year to commemorate the anniversary of creation of their company. For them, it's a celebration. This is a day when our company was launched, and this is a day when we started making our big bucks that we are making now. So they are celebrating the anniversary of establishment of their company. Now, what about workers of Apple, people who work there? They are probably made aware of it, and they know that this is a day when their company started. But are they actually celebrating with a big excitement? Probably not. It's not a big day in their calendar, but they're just aware of it. What about simple people like us who just own an iPhone? Do you even know when the company was launched? You don't know, and you probably don't care. But what do you mean? I use iPhone. As long as it works, I'm happy. I couldn't care less when the company was launched. So this world has the same approach. Some people look at this world and they say, hey, I am part of the CEO club. I'm part of the board of directors. If I'm part of the board of directors, if I feel like I am really responsible for this world, I'm really making a difference in this world, I'm really bearing the weight of what's going on with this world, a person like this will for sure be commemorating the anniversary of creation of this world. Somebody who plays a minor role in this world will be aware of the date, but not much more. Somebody who's just a user, he'll say, who cares when the world was created? I couldn't care less. As long as the world is functioning, just like my iPhone, as long as it's working, I'm good. When it'll stop working, I'll complain. So the question is, what is your approach to this world? Are you just a user? Are you a simple day worker who is hired to do a job which you don't care much for? Or do you feel responsible for this world? Jews are celebrating Rosh Hashanah not because they're Jewish. It's not a Jewish holiday. My Jewishness, per se, has nothing to do with the reasons for me celebrating Rosh Hashanah. What has to do with my reasons of me celebrating Rosh Hashanah is the fact that I am feeling responsible for this world. I am in the board of directors. I have the responsibility for what's going to be with this world tomorrow. And this is why, believe it or not, all these people like Candace Owens and all the other anti-Semites, that's where they get their idea from. Where does this idea come from? The Jews own the world, Jews own the banks, Jews own the media, Jews own the Hollywood. So Jews are accused of owning the world and blah, 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 because genuinely this is our approach to the world. We feel responsible to the world. We feel like the world depends on us. This is how we live our lives. This is what our tradition teaches us, to look at our environment. This is why so many Jews are in all of these movements to save the world, to save the planet, to save the hungry in this place, and to save the animals in that place, and to save the trees, and to save the plants, and to save the water, and to save the air. Because we feel responsible for this world. Where does it come from? It comes from this very notion of Rosh Hashanah. The only mistake that these Jews make is that when we say we are responsible for the world, our first and primary responsibility is for the spiritual responsibility of this world. We Jews will not be able to fix all the ills of the universe when it comes to pollution, economy, crime, or child abandonment. We will not be able to fix all these problems being 0.2 of 1% of the world's population. But we will be able to fix these problems if we work on them from the spiritual perspective. And that's exactly what the Torah is telling us to do.